Good morning, everyone. It's Sunday the 29th of August, and for me, it's a new week in a garden bird survey that I've been taking part in for, well, I think since the beginning of the year. Basically, it's the BTO's, British Trust for Ornithology's, Garden Bird Watch. Many people will be familiar with the kind of big garden bird watch, which happens one weekend each year. This happens every day of the year on a weekly basis, and basically what you do is count the birds you see in the garden, plus insects, mammals, and other various bits and pieces. Also, if you put any food out, the types and sorts of food that you put out, and then you submit the counts of your birds. You don't have to do it every week. In fact, I normally do it sort of in about a month's block at a time, but you split your counts into weeks. So weeks start on a Sunday, so this week is the 29th, and I've got last week's the 22nd, and then I'm up to date before that, so all the counts prior to that I've entered on the website. And basically all you do is count the different species and the number of each species, and their total numbers. So not if I see two blackbirds today and three tomorrow, I've only seen three blackbirds, not five. So I'd have to see five altogether to count five. So they've got to be distinctly different. At the moment, I know there are two blue tits in the garden, for example, because I can actually see the two different birds. I think there might be a third one out there, but I can't see it. I can hear what I think is a third one, but I can't see it, so I'm not counting that for now unless I spot it either while I'm babbling away to you or after I've finished. But yeah, this morning, first 10 minutes, I've seen a magpie, two wood pigeon, two starlings and two blue tits. And what I'll do is during the week, oh, there's a long-tailed tit just come in. It's cunning. I had long-tailed tits last week, which are quite unusual for the garden. And I was thinking, oh, I'm not going to see any today. But I did. Saw how many last week? Four last week. Only one so far, but there might be a few more along in a minute. And yeah, anyway, that will carry on during the week. No particular times, just as and when I happen to be either in the garden or looking into the garden. Keep a notebook on the windowsill and just make counts as and when. Which I quite like, because it doesn't matter if you miss a week, you know, you're away. It doesn't matter if you're a bit busy doing other things, so long as you're sort of relatively consistent, i.e. you don't kind of spend hours and hours one day and then nothing for the rest of the week, unless you do that every week. So for me, it's just an as and when count, not any particular date, time or anything like that. No, I thought that was another long tail tip, but it's not. Anyway, I'm going to drink my coffee, get on with my DIY and my bird counting. I hope wherever you are, you're having a good weekend, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.